What a lovely smile from such a lovely girl.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, my dear. I am not a very good man, I know. And I am aware, perhaps more than you know, of all my faults. But I think I may possibly be a better one than you have given me credit for.
I have been a fool. A dreadful fool.
Shh. All over now.
I am so ashamed.
No. No more tears. Come. Let's go home. Let's all go home. Let's leave this place.
Yes. And I think it's time, Holmes, for us to leave Norbury.
Yes, Watson, you're right. From now on, I think we'll be of more use in London.
You're very quiet, old fellow. The journey back. All through supper, you've hardly said a word.
Yeah.
Why is it gloomy? The case had a successful outcome, even if events were not quite as you predicted.
Oh, yes.
Not worried about that young family, are you?
No, Watson, I'm not, no. In fact, rarely have I been so gratified to be wrong.
Yeah,
the sight of them walking into their home to start a new and proper life together is worth all my own errors.
Exactly. So don't wallow in your failure to deduce an explanation which only Mrs. Monroe herself could give. After all, if we hadn't gone to Norbury, the true story might never have been known. And there wouldn't have been a happy ending.
Right as always, old friend. Nevertheless, I shall take my candle and go to bed. I've learnt a lesson about myself today. And a little solitary contemplation won't do me any harm.
What?
Watson, if it should ever strike you that I am getting a little overconfident in my powers or giving less pains to a case than it deserves, kindly whisper Norbury in my ear, and I shall be infinitely obliged to you.
You may depend on it. Good night, Holmes.
Good night, Watson.
In The Yellow Face, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Joan Matheson as Mrs. Hudson, Mark Straker as Grant Monroe, Helena Breck as Effie Monroe, and Cyril Jenkins as their maid. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Yellow Face was dramatized for radio by Jerry Jones and directed by Enid Williams.